Saria Whittaker describes her dad as the life of the party, an outspoken black man with a love for his fraternity, Omega Sci-Fi, and a sprawling network of friends.
And it sometimes was annoying because, like, you can go to the grocery store and you leave 2 hours later because he finds someone he knew.
His five-year-old granddaughter describes him a little differently.
Man, they gave me chocolate milk every night when we spend night. Yep.
And they love to dance.
Last March, Whittaker's father, Lloyd Lucky Hall, died from COVID at an Indianapolis hospital. He was 69. She says before COVID hit, he was full of energy and in good health.
I think the main thing that would have classified him as high risk was the fact that he was an older African-American male.
Preliminary data in a CDC report shows that the life expectancy of a typical American dropped by a whole year during the first half of 2020. But this drop due to the pandemic did not affect everyone equally. Here's Brian Dixon, Director of Public Health Informatics at the Regan Streiff Institute in Indianapolis.
In the report, it definitely shows that life expectancy for Hispanics and for non-Hispanic Blacks went down more dramatically than in non-Hispanic white populations.
The report shows that while Black Americans live to age 72, whites live to 78. That six-year gap is the widest since 1998. The reason? A complex web of socioeconomic and health disparities that Black Americans face from cradle to grave. It starts with higher rates of infant mortality and includes higher levels of chronic conditions like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. At Cleo's Bodega Cafe on MLK Street and 24th, I meet Ronald Rice Jr., the community networker for the northwest side of Indianapolis.
And I've already had a coffee, and I think I'm going to be doing too much on the calories, so I'm just going to do a west side today.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says stress is another major factor. Doing things that are good for your long-term health is just not pertinent when you're constantly in survival mode, like many Black Americans in Indianapolis are.
The thing is, that's the least of my worries. I'm so tired from, you know, working, you know, 8+ hours every day or having to do overtime just to be able to have money to feel like my job is actually worth it.
He describes it as trying to live that American dream, but with fewer options than everyone else.
A lot of those options, yes, they were taken away from us when they redlined us, when they, you know, the systemic racism.
It's racial inequality that Elizabeth Wrigley Field says has run deep for over 100 years. She's a sociologist studying the history of infectious diseases at the University of Minnesota. She says it's important to keep death tolls in perspective. For example, in the 1918 flu pandemic, white mortality spiked, but it was still less than black mortality had been in every previous year.
And actually, that's still true today. White mortality during the COVID pandemic in 2020 will probably be less in the final accounting than black mortality has ever been in the United States.
Now, COVID vaccines may be getting us closer to some sort of normalcy, but Whittaker wants this disparity to be addressed. She also feels that those who were lost to COVID should be honored.
You don't want to say goodbye, and you don't want to be like, Dad, this is my last phone call. And sometimes I wish I had asked that question because I would have been like, you know, thanks for everything.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri.